All right, what up guys, Limo here, and today we're gonna talk about some dating rules for men. So the first dating rule that I would say, and this is something that I've learned along the way a long time ago, is that you can either be an attractive man or you can try to do attractive things. A lot of guys try to do attractive things instead of becoming attractive first. And there's a big difference between doing attractive things and becoming a genuinely attractive guy. So how do you become a genuinely attractive guy that all the girls want? Well, you need to have some attributes. You need to have some success in many areas. The number one area that is the easiest to develop is your physique. You obviously need to work on your physique. You need to consistently go to the gym. You need to consistently train. You need to be able to potentially fight and have some combat ability. So if you've never taken, a martial arts class, then I highly recommend taking them. The sooner the better. Don't wait another few years before you start. The sooner you start, the better. And this is going to humble you a lot. And it humbled me as well. I went to a lot of boxing classes and I can tell you I got humbled a lot of times, and I try to do those at least once a week. So that's very important, along with the gym. You have to go to the gym consistently, minimum 4 or 5 times a week as well. And that's just the discipline that you build. And with that, obviously, you're going to get a lot more attractive. Your physique is going to get better. Girls are going to be more attracted to you. You're going to feel better overall. And this is one of the signs that someone is successful. Like, he's actually taking care of his health, his fitness, etc. He has his fitness in order. Now, the second element is your finances. You obviously need to aim to do at least 6 to 7 figures a year. That's the minimum these days. Nowadays, actually, 6 figures is not that much. Like, what do you do with 6 figures? Yeah, you can afford like some rent, some food, some stuff. It's fine. Most people are content with 6 figures. But in the future, yeah, aim to make $1 million, ideally. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but that's what you should be aiming for at some point, making at least $1 million by the age of 30. 30, 35, you should be making at least $1 million. If you're not making $1 million, that's fine too. You can still date girls. The thing is, you need to have a baseline of finances. If you don't have a baseline of finances and you're constantly struggling to make money, then it's going to be very hard to really enjoy your dating life, enjoy, traveling, helping your loved ones, etc., like having your own place. So first thing, yeah, a lot of guys are cock blocking themselves. Like, they have a shitty place, they dress like shit, they smell like shit, they don't train at all, they just masturbate all day. And that's the reality. Like, most guys, they're not even in the competition. So if you're already into self-improvement, if you're already watching this video, if you're here now watching this, you're already ahead of most guys because you're looking to improve. You're in this mindset of growth, right? Which is great. You need to have that growth mindset. But then the rent is due every day. It doesn't stop there. You need to consistently engage in the right action. Consistently, you need to go to the gym. Consistently, you need to train martial arts. Consistently, you need to find ways to make more money. Consistently, you need to read and learn and, improve your intellectual knowledge, right? Because, you never stop learning, right? There's always something you can learn. And the brightest people in the world are the people who read the most. The more you learn, the more you earn. Now, I know Andrew Tate and all these guys are going to tell you they don't believe in books. Books are not going to help you. They don't read books, blah, blah, blah. Their mind is too sharp to read books. Like, books are slow. Well, maybe, but I can tell you, like, the brightest people in the world, the richest men in the world, Jeff Bezos said many times that he spends like a few hours a week to read books. Bill Gates, he spends like so much time reading books. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett, they spend an enormous amount of time reading books. And success leaves clues. I mean, you gotta read, you gotta improve your intellectual knowledge. And you have to overall become a gatherer of resources. The more resources you gather, whether intellectually, financially, physically, etc., the better you're gonna be and the more you're gonna be out competing most guys, Because the dating market is a competition. The guys with the highest amount of status, of resources, of physicality, etc., are going to be the guys who are going to outpace most guys. It's very capitalistic. And that's why there's a sexual Darwinism right now where, you know, the most competent guys are getting all the girls. Like right now, the dating market is globalized. And so because of that, a lot of the girls are only settling for the top tier guys. You know, they don't want to settle anymore for like average. And so that's why the top 1% of guys right now are getting all the girls. And then the other guys are left with just the leftovers, with the crumbs. So you want to be the guy who is constantly improving himself and never, ever become too comfortable.
Hey, by the way, thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you're on Spotify or Apple or Google, all I ask from you is to put a 5-star review in whatever platform you're using. I'm not asking anything from you. I'm not running any ads, any sponsorship, anything. All I'm asking is if you enjoy this podcast, leave a 5-star review so that we can increase our rank and people can hear more about this podcast. And if you have any friends of yours who are interested in learning more about dating, about making money, about networking, traveling, then definitely share this podcast with your friends. I will be forever grateful. And thanks again for watching this podcast. And by the way, if you reshare this podcast on your story on Instagram, I will reshare it and repost it myself and tag you in my story as well. So now that I've said this, let's continue with the podcast.
Even if you reach a high level of success, let's say you make already at a young age, you make 10K, 20K, 50K, 100K a month at a young age, never let off the gas. And this is one of the biggest mistakes I've seen, is basically the guy meets a girl, maybe he's gonna make her his girlfriend, or he's gonna marry her. And then after a few months of him being in a relationship with her, either as a girlfriend or as a wife, he becomes a bit comfortable. He starts slacking off on his goals. He starts, you know, just procrastinating on going to the gym. He starts becoming comfortable and watch TV all day. And the girl starts losing respect for that, for him. And then next thing you know, she just either cheats on him or dumps him. And so the moral of the story is never let off the gas. Even if you have a great situation, you have a great wife, you have a great partner, the game is still on. You still have to consistently pay your dues. Okay, that's the main thing you need to do. Now, one thing is you need to be exciting and fun. If you're not exciting, if you don't live an exciting life, then girls are not going to stick around. And girls like surprises. Girls like spontaneous things. So for example, I was in Bali a few weeks ago, and I met this amazing Russian girl that I'm still in contact with. And after a few dates, like 2-3 dates, I decided to take her with me to Singapore. I surprised her. I told her, hey, you know what? I'm getting your ticket. We're going to Singapore together. Come with me. And she came with me and we had an amazing time. And it was such a surprise. She wasn't expecting that. It was her first time traveling with a guy just like that out of the blue. And same for me. It's very rare that I take girls like that. But just doing these type of things, those exciting things, are going to make women stick. And that's going to make you different. Like that girl, she's probably going to remember me all her life. You want to be impactful in your relationships. You don't want to be like any other guy doing the same stuff, the same boring things. You want to surprise them as well. Now, another thing when it comes to dating is that you want to come from the buyer's frame. Whenever you date a woman, you are the buyer. You are not the seller. You're not there to sell yourself and make her approve you or get her approval. Like, you are there to see if she qualifies for your life, because your life is already amazing. And you're just seeing if she fits your standards. And that's the standpoints, that's the real standpoint that you should come from on the dating market. You shouldn't come from a frame of like, oh, I hope girls like me. I hope I get their approval. I hope, you know, girls are going to stick with me. No, you should be like, I hope I like them. I hope they qualify to me. And so always qualify women and always be the screener. You can have two frames with women. Okay. There's only two frames you can have with women. Either you are the screener or you are the screened. If you're the screener, then great, you're the one screening them, you're the one qualifying them, you're the one leading the interaction, and you have the stronger frame. But if she is the screener and you are the screened, then she has the control and you're at her effect. She's at the cause and you're at her effect. So she's the one asking you questions. She's the one making you qualify yourself. She's the one, you know, kind of testing you and stuff like that. And that's going to make you lose the frame. So with every interaction with women, try to be the screener, not the screened. Try to be the one being at the cause and her being at the effect of you. That's very, very important. So anyways, I'm not going to make this video too long. I hope you enjoyed these dating rules. And if you learn more, if you want to have 1 to 3 dates a week consistently or attract an amazing girlfriend within the next few days, then simply check the link in the description. You can join our community or you can book a call with us and we will have the pleasure to assist you and show you how all the systems work. Anyways, see you soon. Drop a like, drop a comment, follow me if you haven't yet, and I'll see you on the next.